New immigrants are often vulnerable targets for scams. Washington State's Attorney General says these deceptive practices are common here, and their office is cracking down. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
$8,000 and a lot of precious time. That's what Seattle attorney Deborah Niedermeyer says her clients lost to a recent immigration fraud. The case is believed to be the first of its type brought under a 2011 state law. It targets scammers who offer immigration services they're unqualified to handle. Niedermeyer says consequences for victims can be dire.
I can tell you that I have many clients who have been put into deportation proceedings due to problems with immigration consultants.
Niedermeyer says these scams can run wild when immigration reform is in the news, like earlier this year when President Obama announced new protections for some undocumented immigrants.
There are flyers all over the place announcing that amnesty is upon us and all you need to do is come into their office and pay them $500.
But the immigrants are left empty-handed. The state attorney general's office has stepped up enforcement against these shady services. The office announced Wednesday it's taken legal actions and imposed fines against four businesses in western Washington. AG Bob Ferguson says one of the businesses is a repeat offender in Lakewood called EC New Horizons.
We've identified, we think, close to 400 potential victims from EC New Horizons just in the last few years. That's one entity just in the last few years to give you a sense of scale of the challenge and the amount of fraud that we see in these cases.
Ferguson says these scams are often underreported because of language and cultural barriers. His office also gave a grant to a Seattle nonprofit to help with anti-fraud outreach and education. Ferguson says investigations into other businesses across the state are ongoing. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.